Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Maravilla. Savage Nation this evening, where the lyrics to Para Vivir, a great Latin tune, was played because the words have great meaning. Para Vivir means to life. This show is dedicated to one thing only. If it's dedicated to anything, it's dedicated to life, Para Vivir. I have good news to report to the Savage Nation, 175 stations. Are you ready? The Mayan apocalypse has failed. According to Australia. Sorry to disappoint you lunatics, all of you sex maniacs thinking that you have a new excuse to be a slut or a satyr, but it appears the world is still spinning even though Australia and New Zealand are already well into December 21st. There's no excuse for your satyriasis. Which leads us to tonight's program on the Savage Nation. The fact of the matter is, I am not going to rail against the political structure because they function on their own. Whether you know it or not, we've lived in an oligarchy for a good many decades, if not from the beginning. Yes, every 4 years, the oligarchy is punctuated with a mock democracy. We've had a little mock democracy on November 6th, and you can scream all you want, but the power structure, the single party that we have running America, the Democrats or the Republicrats, will basically work out a compromise as they have always done. You can do whatever you want. You can scream, you can yell, you can elect people. It doesn't matter. The oligarchy goes along. On a separate note, taxes will go up. Russia has offered asylum to Depardieu in France, where, by the way, in Russia, the flat tax rate is, are you ready for this? 13%, Mr. Obama. Shame on you. You're a bigger communist than Stalin. That's right. Mr. Putin, who oversees a sort of hybrid, a hybrid communism in Russia, has a flat tax of 13% because he knows that that best encourages those with the guts and the brains to invest their money, Mr. Obama. What did you miss in Marxism 101? I don't want to talk about taxes on the Savage Nation. I want to give you the phone number and tell you where I want to go today. The phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. In my hands on my great broadcast desk, I have three magazines. To show you the geography of Michael Savage's mind, I said, you know what? I'm not talking politics tonight. I'll play Latin music. I'll play Hawaiian music. It's my form of filibustering the insanity of the mock democracy that we live in. And so I said, I'll talk about what interests me because it's always for better radio. So I pulled randomly three magazines out of a collection of magazines I have lying around the studio, things that I use to entertain myself. And we could talk about any of these topics. For example, one, what is my favorite private jet? This is a way of spiting the leftists who listen to the show. If you'd like to talk about your favorite private jet for those listening in the audience who've always dreamed of being one, on one, hate those who fly on them, but dream that they could fly on one, let's talk about your favorite private jet for a few minutes. Or, for those of you interested in guns, I have a book of the AR-15. Which features a Kruger optical lens on top of it, an 8x40mm DTS Generation 2 night vision, a red dot lens on top of the AR-15 with complete discussions of how to modify these guns into the most evil black rifles ever made. So if you want to talk about guns and ammo, we can do that. Or for the car enthusiasts out there, I have a magazine for Ferrari owners called the F430 Buyer's Guide. The F430, as you may know, is the last iteration of the F-Series. The newer one, the Italia, is supposed to be leagues better. I really don't know what could be leagues better than the F430. Likewise, I don't know what could be better than Ferraris of the 50s or Ferraris of the 60s. If you want to talk about the best Ferrari ever made, we could say it's the 355, the 575, the 456, the 288 GTO, the 458, the F50, the 550, the Enzo, or the California. Any one of them is an amazing drive. The fact of the matter is I'd rather drive my old car. 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to some music on the Savage Nation. Let us play some Cinturita by Benny More as the people are dialing my number on all of these topics. Cinturita by Benny More.
Caballero, mira cómo vengo y traigo sabrosa la cinturita. Yo fui hasta Francia por la cinturita. Enamora mi chamaca con la cinturita. Y me busco la comida también.
What? Conservative radio? Talking about cars, guns, and private jets? Playing pre-Castro Cuban music? How is that possible? How can a knuckle-dragging right-winger know anything about these things? I thought it was the libs who knew about these things. See, everything is political. All right, thank you, Benny. Let me explain why even the music I'm playing tonight is political. The music I just played by Benny More, La Cinturita, is very political because Benny More was a pre-Castro Cuban singer of the highest order. And when the communists seized power in Cuba, he knew that his days were numbered. He knew that the voice of freedom would die. And so he tried to swim off the island of Cuba and died on the way to Florida. That's a little message for those of you who want to go to Cuba and harvest sugar cane as your grandmother did when she was getting doped up in the sugar cane fields. The fact of the matter is Cuba is a hellhole. Cuba is a police state. Cuba is a prison camp. Cuba is a basket case because it has the policies that Obama's trying to install right here in the United States of America. So on that note, now let's play La Sonora Matancera, some Latin bongo in the Savage Nation, while you're calling 855-400-SAVAGE. Any calls are welcome except on the fiscal cliff or taxes. I will not discuss them. Okay? I'm not Frito. I will not discuss taxes. La Sonora Matancera, do we have it ready or not? I don't like it. Kill it. No, I'm not happy with that. So let's go to the Hawaiian random music, clip one. Let's go back to Hawaii. On the Savage Nation. I like Hawaiian music because see the difference in tempo? So you hear this, and you hear my own voice coming back to me, which is always a pleasure for me to hear my own voice. It's always a pleasure for me to hear myself talking. See, it's a resonance in my head. Hear every word I'm saying that's coming right back at you. Wonderful. Hawaiian random music on the Savage Nation, a place where our president will soon be going to relax after he has raised our taxes. Zach on KSFO, thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Zach?
Hi, Dr. Savage. I was wondering, I've seen in the Gulfstream literature that they claim that with those large windows on the Gulfstream, that with all that daylight that seeps into the cabin, that you won't get jet lag. Is that true?
No. Okay. Absolutely not. The fact of the matter is jet lag has nothing to do with the amount of light coming through a window. Jet lag has everything to do with the change in time zones and altitude. Now, it is true that clean air, less crowding, less germs, decent, you know, the ability to sleep on an airplane will eliminate or, let's say, minimize jet lag. I mean, if you're flying in a private jet, there's usually a section of the plane where you can lay down and go to sleep, which is the biggest deal as far as I'm concerned. Let alone the fact that people are not breathing foul air into your mouth. So, no, the windows have little or nothing to do with it, in my opinion.
I see. Okay, what do you think about the Bombardier Global Express? Do you know about that jet?
Incredible. It's probably on top of the heap. It ranks near or with the Gulfstream 5 or the 550. The Global Express is a major league airplane. It is, what would you like to know about it? I mean, I'm not an expert, but I know something about it. I mean, a 2007 Global Express will cost you, do you know how much it would cost you, a Global Express from 2007?
Probably around 60.
37.
Oh, okay.
30, it's just a bargain when you consider, I mean, what you can get for $37 million today. The fact of the matter is it's a beautiful jet. It's high speed. It is 13-passenger interior. It's on the order, again, of the Gulfstream 500 G5. They're all competing in the same market with about the same type of plane. You really want to get into the big leagues, what people buy is a Boeing business jet. Have you ever seen the interior of any of those in a magazine? They're astounding.
Yes.
They're the favorite of the degenerate princes from Saudi Arabia. They have a room in the back for their prostitutes, a room in the middle for their massage therapists, a room in the front for their mother and daughters. and then a separate airplane for their wives. No, the Boeing business jet is an astounding airplane. It's unbelievable. Everybody knows what that is. It's usually an old 7, I think it's a 737. I don't know what it's built upon. But they're phenomenal. I mean, what they are is basically a commercial jet converted in, on the interior to a floating whatever you want to make it into. Thank you for the call. Go ahead. No, go ahead. I missed that call. Go ahead. What were you saying?
I think the difference is that the Gulfstream and the Global Express, they fly at over 50,000 feet. They fly higher than the Boeing 737.
Well, the altitude at which they fly is intriguing. The fact of the matter is people who are buying the jets today are looking at distance that the plane can fly between points without landing for refueling. The G5, for example, will travel over 6,000 miles anywhere in the world without refueling. That's an astounding distance to fly on a private jet. I don't know how many hours of airtime that is, but it's very hard to match the time in the air that I just mentioned to you. But then if you look at weight, you know, it's like cars or boats. The heavier the airplane, the smoother they are. That's a basic fact with almost any piece of machinery. A car that's light is usually a piece of junk, and a car that's, well, not a sports car. Let's say in a passenger car, the heavier the car, the better the car in terms of handling, correct? Well, it's the same in airplanes. And if you look at the basic operating weight of a Boeing business jet, you're talking about 95,000 pounds without fuel on it. While if you look at a Gulfstream 5, it's a much lighter plane, but phenomenal range.
Right.
14 passengers on a Gulfstream 5, while a Global Express will take 13 passengers. And a business jet on the order of a Boeing business jet could take any amount of passengers you want to put on it. Generally, they're configured into an 18-passenger configuration.
And I thought that, you know, with the capability of being able to fly at over 50,000 feet, less likely that one would encounter turbulence. Isn't that true?
Well, you seem to know an awful lot about it. Turbulence is generally lesser the higher you fly. That is an absolute fact of reality. But remember, to get to 50,000 feet, you have to go through all the range of altitude. And when you come down from 50,000 feet, you also come through ranges of altitude that will subject you to the very same infrequencies in the airflow.
Right.
All right.
Well, thanks for
now, have you flown in any private jets?
I'm up for it.
Okay. I'm going to send you, not a private jet. I can't afford to send you one. If I could, I'd send a private jet to everyone. Instead, I'll send you a copy of my Christmas book, Train Tracks. We can talk about the Hawker 850 XP. I mean, many people are leasing these jets today on a point-by-point basis. And it's an interesting discussion that we could have because people don't really know the difference between one private jet and another. The Challenger 300 is an extremely popular, heavily leased jet in a point-to-point situation today. And yet there are older Challenger 600s that are actually better planes and better flying that you get for less money. I'll be right back.
Savage.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Is about traffic. Earlier accidents out that 880 at Brokaw. It's been replaced by a new stall. Right lane is blocked. Traffic still backed up before 237. Northbound 101, Cesar Chavez, have a crash there. Things to the right shoulder. Traffic still slow from 280 onto the lower deck. Marin County, northbound 101, Tiburon Boulevard. That accident's been cleared. Traffic is backed up into Sausalito, heavy into San Rafael. Eastbound 24, bumper to bumper from the maze on 580 through the Caldecott Tunnel. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
The gifts for all the guys on your list are at Joseph A. Bank now. Through Thursday, they're all buy one, get two free. Mix and match all sweaters, shirts, ties, suits, sport coats, outerwear, and more. Everything at Joseph A. Bank is buy just one at regular price and get two more of equal or lesser value free. If you still have stockings to fill, let Joseph A. Bank fill them in style with Joseph A. Bank quality menswear. Just in time for the holidays. Everything in the store is now buy one, get two free. Through Thursday, with most stores open at 6 a.m. Only at Joseph A. Bank. Shoes, gift cards, rentals, and works collection not included.
10 locations downtown and Embarcadero Center and on Sutter Street. Also in Mill Valley, Palo Alto, San Jose, San Mateo, Los Gatos, Lafayette, Stockton, and in Brentwood.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a packed bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like meat candy. Sweet. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tender.
Right Brand Bacon, bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
The YP.com website is your local search engine. If you're looking for a good restaurant, it can help you find the right one nearby with ratings and reviews. Or if your car breaks down, you can use the YP app to find the closest repair shop. Or maybe you're just looking for something to do on a Friday night. Well, it has great local coupons for all sorts of things in your area. No matter what, when, or where, if you're looking for something, YP Local Search can help you find it. So go to YP.com or download the app to search local, find local, and save local.
Conservative, and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. Yep, it is the Savage Nation again. And the end is not near. The end is near for the Mayan calendar myth. Who created this nonsense? Australia, New Zealand already in the 21st and nothing happened there. Who started these rumors? Well, blame Maya researcher Michael Coe. You see, in 1966, he wrote in a book that, quote, there is a suggestion that Armageddon would overtake the degenerate peoples of the world and all creation on the final day of the Mayan calendar. And then blame 1970s New Age authors who spun Mr. Coe's minuscule thread of archaeological speculation into Armageddon. Blame self-proclaimed channeler Nancy Ledeer, who came up with the idea. Oh, blame everybody else for selling this lie. The fact of the matter is, the Maya apocalypse is unabashed hucksterism and mistranslation of Mayan calendars per se. So there we are. The 21st will come and go. It has already done so. And that's why we're talking today about anything except politics, apocalypse. We're talking about your favorite private jet, or if I can give you some hints on private jets, your favorite Ferrari, your favorite assault rifle. And then I'll get to the website. Washington Post praises new Savage Holiday book. Russia has flat income tax rate of 13%, and Putin has extended their citizenship to Mr. Depardieu. 13% in communist Russia. Thank you, Mr. Obama. Thank you, Dianne Feinstein. Also on MichaelSavage.com, Gingrich has just come out. Gingrich has just come out for gay marriage. A U.S. Marine is guarding a local school without anybody asking him to do so. More teens are smoking pot, and few of them see a great risk at it. That shows you that we have a whole generation that's going to be lost to the lies of the left. They will never recover from the drug addiction that they are engaged in. Where's Obama in the Benghazi report? Answer, complete whitewash. Complete whitewash. Scott Brown, first Republican to back assault weapons ban. You're shocked by that, I'm sure. The phone number here is 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to the next caller, ABC in New York City. Paul, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike. I used to work at the airport. Unfortunately, the economy downturned, but I used to run 727 cargo planes. And I think that would be great because Trump had one in LaGuardia a while ago, and you still look on aircraft for sale, and you'll still see 727s.
And oh, yeah. Slow down, Paul. Trump had a converted 727. You're absolutely right.
It's a great thing. I used to fly right behind those things with a pilot, co-pilot, and a navigator before 9/11. And let me tell you, some of the great experiences you can have is sitting behind air, which is now doing terrorists is messed up. But if I had that point, I could fly and go sit in the back and watch TV.
What do you mean, Paul? You were a pilot or what?
No, I was a cargo handler. But we were allowed to fly on the planes with the pilots before 9/11. This all changed after 9/11.
But I'm missing something. Private owners would let you fly on a plane with them, or it was cargo planes you flew on?
I guess I can mention a company. It was DHL. But FedEx.
So you flew on cargo planes, you jumped a ride, and you had a lot of fun. Paul, thank you very much for calling. A copy of Train Tracks goes out to you for Christmas. Put it under the tree. What a show. Whoever thought? 855-400-SAVAGE. Who would think you'd still be listening to this? You are. It's a refreshment for me. I hope it is for you.
Hot Talk 560. KSFO. Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Star Talk 560 KSFO. Sonoma County business leaders say the public should not be deterred from visiting the coast despite storms that have closed a portion of Highway 1. They say other than a short stretch of Highway 1, all major routes into and out of Sonoma County are open. Heavy snow in southern Oregon near the California line has closed a 33-mile section of Interstate 5, stranding an untold numbers of motorists. Longtime Bay Area television reporter Ben Williams has died after a heart attack. He was 85 years old. Taking a look at the roadways, northbound 101 Woodside in Redwood City. It's a new crash. Third lane from the left block. Couple of cars involved in this one. Southbound 101, Cesar Chavez crash. Two cars there exchanging information to the right side. Traffic northbound 101 slow from the 4280 onto the lower deck. Oakland, northbound 880 at 66th Avenue. It's a new accident being reported in the on-ramp lane. I'm Dave Fowler, Star Talk 560 KSFO.
This Christmas will be different.
We will go on. Faith is a gift.
This season, The gift we can give is thoughts and prayers for our community.
I can only hope it helps for you to know that you're not alone in your grief.
And thoughts and prayers for your community.
And let us seek comfort of our various faiths.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
So now let us come together.
From Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Now here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Do you wish your investment advisor was more interested in providing advice than in selling you financial products? The feeling's mutual. And would you like them to actively manage your account and keep you informed instead of chasing them for advice? The feeling is mutual. Because here at the Mutual Fund Store, we don't sell products, we build investments. And we track them over time to help you reach your goals. The client comes first at the Mutual Fund Store with custom investment plans to fit your goals, not ours. To learn more about our personalized approach to investment advice or to find a location and advisor closest to you, visit MutualFundStore.com.
Jingle all the way to Cache Creek Casino Resort starting December 3rd. Tis the season of slot tournaments till New Year's Day, January 1st. Come on in and cozy up to free daily slot tournaments from 2 to 10 p.m. And the winning is so delightful when every round winner receives a free buffet. Plus, we're giving away sleighfuls of bonus play. We'll wrap up $500 in bonus play every day for the top three tournament scores. Plus, we'll deck the halls with even more bonus play. After you earn 1,000 points each day, swipe at any red kiosk for your guaranteed bonus play prize. If you have a little competitive spirit to go with your holiday spirit, then Cache Creek is the place for you. This is the most winningful time of the year. Tis the season of slot tournaments till New Year's Day. Buffets, bonus play, and lots of winners every single day. Only at Cache Creek. Play the best close to home. Visit CacheCreek.com for more information.
I'm on the go. Work calls and I'm off. This city today, that city tomorrow, I make sure business gets done. And wherever I go, home goes with me. It's a little app called iHeartRadio. My favorite station's on here and I keep up with the news and sports from the personalities I love.
Download the free iHeartRadio app. Over 1,500 ready-to-play local stations on your iPod, iPhone, Android, or other mobile device. iHeartRadio.com.
And I can listen on vacation too. I'll have another one of those blue drinks, please.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I'm pleased to report that the end is not near. That December 21st has already appeared in Australia, New Zealand, and nothing happened. The sun is still shining. Electricity is still running. I'm also pleased to report that America is not the dumbest country on earth, because a springtime poll of more than 10,000 adults in 21 countries found that 8% had experienced fear or anxiety over the world coming to an end tomorrow. With Chinese 20%, Russians 13%, and Americans only 12%. So the fact of the matter is the Chinese are the stupidest people on the planet when it comes to this kind of fable. The Russians are a runner-up, and the Americans are number three. No, the world is not coming to an end. In some ways, it already ended on November 7th. The phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. We're talking about guns, private jets. What else did I bring up? Cars, Ferraris. So I'm going to change the topic a little bit. Do you dream of flying in a private jet? Have a fantasy. Everyone has fantasized, sitting between two fat women with crying infants, of flying like a movie star in a private jet. What would your dream trip consist of? Where would you go? Who would you take with you? And what would you be doing on that private jet? Let's take a caller who's been hanging on there, Jim, on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Jim, go ahead, please.
Good evening, Dr. Savage. Yes. Enjoy your program. It's been really nice since MAL added it to do its nighttime lineup. It makes my night go a lot faster.
Well, that's a pleasant thing to hear. I appreciate that. So what has you calling this evening?
I've never really been into aircraft that much. I was always a train man, having worked for the railroad for 25 years. But I do have a particular favorite private jet, and I would have liked to have written on it. It was a Gulfstream 5 with the tail number Nora 8068 Victor, and was operated by Premier Executive Transportation Services, and it was dubbed the Guantanamo Bay Express.
The Cabo Bay. Did you say Cabo Bay?
Guantanamo Bay Express.
Oh, my God. Oh, were they flying the rabid maniacs down there on a G5?
Yeah, that's what they did all those retention trips with.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea that the last ride for the Islamo-fascists was on a G5. How lucky can you get?
I would have loved to have been back there with all them guys.
So the military has a number of G4s and G5s in service. I know that for a fact. And, of course, the G4s were not good enough for Nancy Pelosi during the years she was abusing the taxpayer by flying on military jets. Remember those years?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now she only flies first class now. Jim, I'm sending you a copy of my great new book, Train Tracks. Everyone who gets on the air gets a copy tonight. If you could ever find one, the best buy in the business is at Gulfstream 4, by the way, because it has almost all the amenities with slightly lower range from a G5. If you get a low mileage, a low air hour G4, you can get them between $7 and $9 million. A G5 is like $20 million and up, just in case you're in the market and looking around. looking around. No, a G4 you can get for $6 million, a 1992 G4 with fairly low hours on it. And they're basically interior. If the interior has been redone, it costs about $1 million on a redo of these interiors. Would you believe that? Those of you who are into home decoration, I mean, this is a sort of a hobby of mine. I love looking at these things. You see some interiors redone on these jets, you can't believe what they do on them. And it'll run $1 million, $1.5 million, $3 million to redo one of these planes. That's just on the inside. So when you say you're redoing your house, you say, how could anyone spend $3 million redoing a cigar tube in the air like that? The answer is everything on an airplane costs umpteenth more than a home, because they have to pass FAA safety tests that are in a class by themselves, and you can pretty much understand that. Everything that goes into an airplane has to be able to withstand a crash to the best of a material's ability to do so. That means fire, that means impact, so it's a very, very expensive proposition to do such a thing. WABC Scott, thanks for calling. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up?
Nothing much. No, I fly corporate jets, and you brought up some great points, and it's the best way in the world to travel, I got to tell you.
Are you a private pilot? Is that what you're saying, Scott?
Well, I'm ATP rated, but I have the same license as a airline captain, but I fly private jets, corporate jets. Yeah.
So what is you fly G5s, G4s, a Global Express? What do you fly?
I actually fly a model called a Citation Encore, and it's smaller. And
yes.
It's got shorter range, but
yes.
I mean, I've
it's a Cessna. I know the plane very well. I actually flown on one once to Las Vegas. I know the plane well. For short hauls, yes. You know, I think one of the sleeper jets in the private, for people who are listening who are ever thinking of leasing, you can find the Challenger 300 is a phenomenal bargain in terms of, let's say, flying coast to coast. It'll do West Coast to East Coast without refueling. It's a wonderful plane. It has a few drawbacks, mainly only one bathroom in the back, which the crew has to share with the passengers. That's a difficult situation for everyone. The older Challenger 600s are amazing planes. I'm sure you're familiar with them, aren't you?
Yes, I am. At one point, we were thinking about moving up to a larger airplane, and two of the airplanes were in the running were the 600 and the 300.
Isn't that interesting?
I'll
tell you one plane I don't recommend at any time for anything, and that's a Learjet. I just don't like them. They're very rough flying, and they frankly don't have the best safety records, incidentally.
No, they don't, and they're also very small inside.
Yes, very claustrophobic.
I'm sorry?
Very claustrophobic. Now, the old ones are the Falcon 50s. You know those planes, the Falcons?
Yes, yes. I've actually trained in some simulators on Falcons.
How, as a pilot, how often do you get a fright job in the cockpit where something really goes wrong?
Not very often. I'd say that the most harrowing experiences would be just going through some really bad weather. But they all make it through. I mean, because even the private jets, the Challenger 300s, the Challenger 600s, the Gulfstreams, all of them, they're built to what's called, I believe it's Part 25 aircraft standards. So they're built with the same type of redundancies and the same type of structural abilities that airliners are built with.
I see. Now, did you have military experience prior to learning how to fly? I'm curious, because you sound like an older man.
No, I'm 41.
And oh, you're a young guy. I don't know. In the old days when I get on a commercial plane, okay, yeah, whatever, United, American, flying from San Francisco to New York to do a book tour or visit family. In those days, the cockpit cabin was always open. Remember, and the pilots would be sitting there twinkling away with the gray hair and the blue eyes. Remember those days?
When I was a kid and I flew on the commercial airline, it was always older guys. Yep.
Okay, so then as the years went on, given America being America what it is, it started to change. And I don't know, I used to feel better seeing guys with gray hair and blue eyes who were sort of heavy-setting in their 50s, because almost every one of them had combat flying experience. And I know damn well that if the plane was going down, they'd have a quicker reaction time with less fear than some of the people who may be good pilots, but they just wouldn't have the experience.
You know what the funny part is, though? To my understanding, years ago, a lot of the former military airline pilots, believe it or not, an awful lot of them were not fighter pilots because they didn't have experience flying heavier aircraft. So it was a lot of those guys who flew like the tankers and the cargo aircraft who actually got an awful lot more of the
I see.
Airline jobs.
Yeah, that makes sense because it was a similar kind of flying experience. Remember that flight 20 years ago or more when a United jet went down in a cornfield in Kansas and the thing cartwheeled about 25 times and the man was able to take the plane down and about two-thirds of the passengers survived? You remember that remarkable flight? It's still on YouTube somewhere. I can never get that one out of my head. But I want to thank you for calling. There's one airline story to show you how things have changed. Many years ago, I used to fly in and out of the South Pacific twice to three times a year on ethnobotanical collecting expeditions to collect medicinal plants. And I'm talking about way, way long ago, okay? 747s out of Honolulu, 747s on Air New Zealand out of Los Angeles to Suva, or a 747 from Los Angeles to Papeete, that kind of thing. But mainly it was long-range flights from Honolulu to Nandi, arriving at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I can, to this day, remember the sound of the birds inside the airline terminal in Nandi. Because you'd get in at dawn, and there was a change in the air, as it always is when you get into the deep tropics, and there were always birds up in the rafters. That to this day, I remember the symphony of the birds up in the rafters of the airport at Nandi, as I was saying. But speaking of planes and how things have changed, just for the heck of it, since it's Christmas time and I'm telling stories, which I'm famous for, and every one of them is true down to the last paragraph, period, and comma, I can recall flying home out of Fiji because I really couldn't wait to get out of Fiji. It sounds romantic to do anthropological research and live in villages and sit on a mat and chant with the natives and drink kava kava and collect plants. But let me tell you, the opposite is true. It was isolating. It was lonely. It was horrible. The Fijians are amongst the nicest people on the planet, incidentally. The word hospitality may have been invented in Fiji. But nevertheless, being a Caucasian boy from New York, sitting on a mat with new friends in Fiji, as comfortable as it was made for me, it was very uncomfortable. It was like sitting on the moon. Anthropological research is not a lot of fun. Ask anyone who's ever done it. So when the trips would be over, when it was time for me to fly home out of Nandi to Honolulu to get back to my family, it was a great celebration for me. I couldn't wait to leave. Okay, speed the clock forward. Jump on the jet. You're in the plane. So what's the first thing I would do is drink. I drink beer as much of it as I can get my hand on, hands on whatever they were had. Smoke cigarettes in the back of the plane, drink beer, go up into the top of the 747 where they had a lounge. And I swear, as God is my witness, there were times on these long flights as I was drinking and smoking cigarettes. I don't smoke. I haven't smoked in 30 years. Pilots would come back and join us in the back of the plane and have conversations with them. I don't really know if they drank. I don't remember. It's possible. The stewardesses would sit back with you and have a good time. Look at how America has changed, how it's gone from a state of total freedom to one of almost flying inside a concentration camp. It's the Savage Nation. If you care to join the conversation, it's 855-400-SAVAGE. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free. It's Michael Savage. With the holidays just around the corner, consider the greatest gift that you can give your family and friends. It's peace of mind. Patrick from New Jersey writes this. The recent hurricane was devastating to our family. Grocery store shelves were cleared in a matter of hours. Thank God I was prepared and I was able to provide for my family with Wise Company emergency meals. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable, freeze-dried and dehydrated meals for emergency preparedness. From breakfast through dinner, their ready-made entrees carry up to a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today to request a free entree sample. And wait, for a limited time during the holidays, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call them at 855-FOODWISE. Promo code SAVAGE and you're going to get a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order.
Okay, Zavo, traffic's out there, 280, Cesar Chavez, stalled car, right lane block, northbound 101, of course, low before 280 to the lower deck. Heaviest traffic, Highway 24, eastbound from 580 through the Caldecott Tunnel out to Orinda, scene of an earlier problem there. Northbound 87, Santa Teresa, getting reports of a wrong-way driver, someone trying to go up the ramp in the wrong direction, I'm sure. They're stopped in the left lane right now, definite traffic hazard. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
This is a public notice for those currently in the market for a refinance. For the first time in recent history, wholesale interest rates are now being made available to the general public. While interest rates have hit all-time lows, the Wall Street Journal reported that home prices in the second quarter rose from the year-ago period for the first time since 2007. These conditions have opened an unprecedented window for homeowners to take advantage of these interest rates, but only for a limited time. Borrowers can now get 30-year fixed loans at the incredibly low rate of only 3.25%. That's a 30-year fixed loan at 3.25%. To take advantage of these wholesale rate offerings, call 800-951-1200. That's 800-951-1200. And get a 30-year fixed loan at a rate of only 3.25%. Once again, that's 800-951-1200. 800-951-1200. All offers subject to credit approval. Loan based on $417,000 loan amount. APR 3.368. Metropolitan Home Mortgage Incorporated, DBA IntelliLoan, is licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, number 4130924.
If you're currently a high performer in outside sales and not intimidated by a fast-paced environment and high accountability, I'd like to speak with you today. My name is Joe Cariffi, and I'm the General Sales Manager of Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here at Cumulus Media, we are currently looking for top sales talent with the drive and ambition to be among the very best. You'll have the opportunity to represent and sell one of the most respected and recognized radio stations in Northern California, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Top sellers interested in a career in radio advertising sales can contact me directly at 415-995-4255. 415-995-7080. Call me today, Joe Cariffi, at 415-995-7080. Start the new year out right with an exciting career in advertising sales here at Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO is a Cumulus radio station and is an equal opportunity employer.
This holiday season, Chevy's giving more. Stop into your local Chevy dealer for great deals, like the EPA-estimated 42-mile-per-gallon Highway Cruise Eco, or more seating in the roomy 8-passenger Traverse. So hurry in for great deals during Chevy's calendar year-end event.
Sick and tired of being tired? Trade your tired old mattress for this luxury memory foam mattress from ZenBedroom.com. Rejoice! Your sleepless nights are things of the past. Get up to 79% off with SweetJack.com.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
All right, let's go to cars. Oh, Buddy Holly. Forgot about him. Peggy Sue. All right, welcome back to the Savage Nation. A little nostalgia tonight. I'm not talking fiscal, taxes, cliff notes. I'm not doing it. I can't do it. I'm not interested in it. I know it's coming. What am I going to do about it? Sit here and bellyache and burn out my audience? They don't care either. Of course you want lower taxes. Move to Russia. 13% flat tax. How is it that Russia, a hybrid communist nation, understands that a low flat tax is better for the economy than raising taxes? Did Obama miss something in Alinsky 101? Did he miss something in Marxism 203? Did he miss something else in Lenin, in the Lenin seminars he took in Chicago? What is wrong with this man? Stupid he isn't. How come China has zero inheritance tax? Russia, zero inheritance tax. Socialist Canada, zero inheritance tax. What is the point of my banging my head against the stone wall? We have a bunch of morons in the Democrat Party who are more retrograde than the ex-Soviets. They have no idea what they're doing. You want to talk about banning guns? Let's talk about banning guns for a minute. I'll give you my opinion on that, since it's an opinion show on the Savage Nation. Let us say that you can argue that a man does not, the Second Amendment permits you to own a gun to defend yourself, the right to bear arms, but it doesn't permit you to own a military-grade weapon. I didn't say I agree with that, but let us say that that's the position you take. Okay, now, so the Democrat socialists come out with a law saying anyone who owns an assault weapon has 60 days to turn it in, and if they don't, they're going to be arrested. They're going to be given 5 years in prison. Do you have any idea what would happen in this country? Do you have any idea what these morons like Charles Schumer and Reid would do to this nation if they ever banned assault weapons in that manner? Well, let me explain it to you. I'll make it crystal clear. Right now, we have the highest number of people incarcerated per capita in the entire world. There are more people incarcerated in this country than in China for obvious reasons, because all of China is basically a prison camp. They don't have to incarcerate people to treat you like a prisoner. Oh, sure, they let you buy Gucci and let you buy Ferraris, but basically you're a prisoner living inside the old Politburo's concentration camp. But nevertheless, we have the highest number of people incarcerated in the world per capita because of the insane drug laws in this country and because of the lobbies, the prison guard lobbies, and et cetera, et cetera. But that's a separate topic. All right, so you then ban the assault weapons, and then you say you got 60, 90 days to turn them in or you're going to go to jail for 5 years. What do you want to do, put another 10 million people in prison? Because that's what will happen. The people will not turn them in. You might get 5% of people who would turn them in. The rest would hide them, bury them underground in certain kind of wrappings, and you'd never see them again. They'd say they were stolen. They'd report, they'd start to report to the police department they had break-ins in the house and the gun was stolen, and the gun would be buried in their backyard. Is that the country you want to start living in, with police digging up backyards? Idiots. Idiots, the consequences of these things, people don't even think them through. That's why they're politicians. If they could think things through, they would have been in business or been a doctor saving people. Okay, which car came out the worst in a new crash test? Let's talk down to the lowest common denominator now. The Toyota Camry gets slammed in a new crash test. That's right. America's most popular car fared poorly in a new crash test from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. That's so they tested family sedans, including the Camry, the Honda Accord, and the Ford Fusion. They were subjected to a new type of front crash test in which a car going at 40 miles an hour strikes a crash barrier with just a small part of the front bumper on the driver's side. It's a tough test. because this kind of crash concentrates impact forces into a small area. And when they were put through this test, the Camry came out very, very poorly. In a test, the Camry's front wheel was pushed back, bending the passenger compartment footwell inward, which would mean it would crush your foot. And the steering was also pushed far to the right, so that the airbag, which is mounted in the steering wheel, did little to protect the crash test dummy's head. And so, therefore, the crash test dummy, even his head, was damaged, and he was immediately registered as a Democrat right after the test. He was moved to Chicago. The crash dummy was sent right to Rahm Emanuel, and he was dutifully registered in Jesse Jackson Jr.'s old district. WABC, Mike, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I just wanted to let you know the plane I would have loved to fly on.
What is it?
That would be the Hugh Hefner converted DC-9 private jet.
Wow. That's what Hugh Hefner still has? Imagine all. That's what he got for all of those years of peddling soft corn porn. He did pretty good. Soft corn.
Well,
I mean, look what soft corn porn did for Hugh Hefner. Who would think a pornographer would do so well?
Just imagine the security on that flight, though.
Yeah. Pornography didn't do so well for Larry Flint, though, did it?
No, it didn't. But I do agree with you with the pilots with the white hair. I used to love to see them walk around, kick the tires. That, you know, to me, that meant that we're going to have a good flight. Now, today, my pilot was maybe 24 years old.
Oh. Yeah, I don't have the same confidence in young pilots that I do in the old guys with a bit of a gut. And the white hair. I don't know what it is. I'd rather have a guy who's got a bit of a gut on him with white hair behind the wheel. I still do. I just feel better. That's all. And it's experience. It counts. It's like everything else. In certain things, experience is better. It doesn't mean the young guys are not great. It doesn't mean young women can't be great pilots. I have a bias. I have a prejudice. I'd rather fly with old guys behind the wheel. That's all.
To worry about, are they going to have heart attacks when you're 38,000 feet up there?
That's true. The old guys have a higher rate risk of a heart attack than a young woman. There's no question about that.
Exactly.
So let's split the difference. The ideal cabin configuration would be an old guy, 60, who flew in Iraq, let's say, and next to him would be a 25-year-old girl who flew helicopters in Iran.
Yeah, and plus, then you have a John Wayne character in the back, you know, just in case that could land it.
Yeah, right. That John Wayne character would likely be serving you drinks. I'm sending you a copy of Train Tracks for being such a good sport. In the next hour, we'll move away from private jets and car crashes and guns to all of the political news of the day, unless I get nauseated by it, in which case I'll go back to planes, trains, and guns.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
To the sea, the sea of love.
It is the special pre-Christmas edition of the Savage Nation. It's actually the pre-apocalypse edition of the Savage Nation. In fact, there is no apocalypse. As I've told you, it's December 21st in Fiji, New Zealand, Australia, and we have reports from telegrams and teletypes. Of course, there's no internet. And we're getting reports that the world did not come to an end in Australia or New Zealand. It's morons. I mean, they're born to be working for the Democrat Party. Anyone believe in the apocalypse? They're born voters for Obama. This is unbelievable to me. Anyway, here we are. In the last hour, if you've just joined the show, we're talking about private jets, assault weapons, Ferraris, and bad cars, such as modern cars like the Toyota Camry, which got slammed in a crash test. In this hour, I'll take calls on new topics at 1-855-400-SAVAGE, including all the politics of the day, which I'll go to my website and the Drudge Report, and I'll read them to you, and we'll see what we're talking about. I don't know if I really want to do the politics. I hear it, and, you know, I'm not interested in it. I can tell you my own ear dictates to me what I want to talk about. If I tune in another show and I hear guys railing about taxes and Boehner and Obama and fiscal and this and that, I don't want to hear it anymore. I can't imagine anyone driving in a car in anywhere USA is going to listen to that. They're going to tune in Mexican music. They would listen to Mantovani if they could find it on an old A-track rather than listen to it. That's my suspicion. I could be wrong. I could be digging my own talk radio grave. Or I could be plowing new fields. It's all new. And I'm taking a chance that my versatility in knowledge and experience, and interest, by the way, will match the new talk radio audience that has emerged. Because I'll tell you right now, it's sad to tell you the truth, they've given up on it. I know guys who are fanatics in talk radio fanatics. They don't listen anymore. And I asked one why. A very nice guy, very smart, war hero, very political, very conservative. He said, I give up on it. It's a bunch of garbage. He said, it had no effect. We got Obama anyway. In other words, it's what I told you. They're blaming talk radio. See, no one likes a loser. Let me be very clear. Nobody likes a loser. And all of the listeners who bet on all of this anti-Obama rhetoric, as accurate as it was, they're blaming talk radio for him having won. They're saying, or let's put it the other way. You made no difference anyway. It's a negative way to look at things, but they don't want to hear it anymore. They figure, they used to think by listening to it, they were somehow participating in a restoration of America. They found that it didn't matter. That with Obama granting amnesty to millions of illegal aliens and rigging up the voting, that's all. They figured we lost the country. So they'd rather go back to their assault weapons and get new flash suppressors and get some trigger guards on the black market and maybe new lower receivers so they can convert it to a fully automatic. That's all. You think I don't know guns? I know plenty about guns. I know plenty about jets. I know plenty about Ferraris. I know plenty about shoes, ties, food, tomatoes, spaghetti, meatballs, garlic, onions, you name it, I'll talk about it. Let's go to the callers because I got a call for you that you're not going to believe. In the middle of all of this, I'm not kidding you, what's coming. Last Wednesday, a week ago this Wednesday, I did a personal show about Dr. Savage, personal advisor, remember, whatever I called it. I don't know what I called myself. I answer personal questions that are bothering you. Because I'm an older guy, I've been experienced, so people have faith in me. They don't know who else to turn to. They don't want to pay for a therapist. Personal advisor, so people call this and that. I'm going to get married, have a baby, what should I do? One guy calls, and he says he has a French girlfriend who's crazy, driving him nuts. It was turned into one of the greatest phone calls in my radio career. People who never heard my show before were astounded by it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, on the line is Greg from KSFO Radio in San Francisco, who is the boyfriend of the crazy French girl. Greg, thank you for calling again. Is that really you?
Was the boyfriend of the crazy French girl.
No. Oh, was. Was. The who ditched who?
The problem with it, Michael, everything you were saying when you and I talked last week was accurate. I mean, you wasn't telling me anything that I didn't know.
But of course.
It was the timing. And I had kind of gotten myself in a situation where I had made commitments. And when I made the commitment, I felt like I needed to follow through, and I couldn't get out of it. I had painted myself in a box. So for the past week, I figured out how to open that box up to get out of it. And what I did was I just backed up a little bit, and I qualified what my commitment was based upon. And when I...
But to the average listener who doesn't know you, Greg, it's important I add that she became pregnant, and she emailed you and said, I'm now pregnant, while she was remaining in Paris. You were guilty and you wanted to raise the child, although you have an adult child from another marriage. You're a very traditional man and you didn't want to abandon the baby. And she said, I'm not coming to San Francisco. Is that correct so far?
That's correct.
So what did you say to her? Obviously, you gave up on the baby.
What I said to her was, she gave me the story about why she decided she wanted to stay there. And to be honest with you, Mike, after what I found out, she needs to stay there. So I, of course, stepped up and said, okay, how are we going to make this work? What is my role? How are we going to participate? This is what I would like to do. This is what I want to do. How are we going to make this work? And let's make it work, and I will help you even if you stay in France. Well, me saying that I will help you put me in a corner, because then she took off with that and started running and making all these plans, and I'm saying, wait a minute. I said I would help you, but I didn't say I would fund you. I said that's a difference. So what happened?
But look, without going into every detail, Greg, is she keeping the baby? What's happening? And what did you find out about her that proved that she was a nightmare?
Well, I knew she was a nice. Well, I think part of the thing that made it worse was when that right hook came back in September. I remember the date, and then after that, of course, she's gotten worse and worse, and the doctor claims it has something to do with the hormonal effects and the pregnancy. And I told him that, you know what, it may have added to it a little bit, but this was going on. You know.
But what I didn't understand in our first phone call, Greg, we didn't know each other. You called, we started to talk. So I hear an American guy goes to France, falls in love with a French woman. She's nuts, half nuts, or four-fifths nuts, or whatever. And I said to you, well, was she good sex at least? And you said, no, that's the paradox. She was terrible in bed. Didn't you say that?
Yeah, and you're not the first person I told that. You know, she was younger, and I even said, as a guy, I said, you know what, look at my luck. I end up getting hooked up with a young French girl and for other reasons, and the reasons are not even there.
Yes. In other words, a lot of guys think it's all about sex, and in her case, it wasn't even there. So you were actually hooked on her despite the fact that she was bad in bed.
Right. You know, Mike, if you saw a picture of this girl, you would say, everybody who met her, they said, now I see why.
All right, so assume she's an ingenue, she's beautiful, she's a young Yvette Mimeau or a Brigitte Bardot, whichever type that you would like to use from another period, because there was a typical French look that was typified by either Brigitte Bardot in the 50s or Yvette Mimeau in the 60s. I don't know which type she would be like. I would assume that's what we're talking about. On the petite side, is that what we're saying?
She's as tall as me. She's real slender. She's a dark hair, brown eye kind of, and she has a little color to her skin.
So it's a totally different look than what I'm talking about. Okay, so she's a different type of beauty. But in any case, it's over. So who's raising the baby?
You know, at this point, she's staying in France. And as far as I know, the baby's staying in France. And, you know, I told her, against popular belief, it does not take a village to raise a child. It takes a mother and a father. I said, when a village gets involved, it's usually too late. I said, a village gets involved because there's a problem.
All right, but you know what's happening. The minute you said you're no longer interested, she'll be in San Francisco within a week.
No, she can't.
Why?
She can't. Because France has the kind of government that Obama is trying to start here. They have a socialist government, and you have to be where they tell you to be, because they're the one that takes care of your medical bills. They're the one that tell you that you can go to work and we'll pay you. So she has to be where they tell her to be.
Oh, because she has such great benefits, is what you're saying. She's not going to lose them by coming here.
Well, I don't know how great they are, but she has all benefits. I mean, France has a thing called the Sécurité Sociale, is what it's called. And it takes care of everything. That's why they pay a 70-something percent tax rate over there. But she cannot, she hasn't been to work since September.
Yeah.
Leave and go.
Well, look, France is a basket case. It's going to become the new Greece. There's no question that Hollande is going to destroy the country, which is why Depardieu is leaving. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Putin today extended citizenship to Gérard Depardieu, who has said he's moving to Belgium where there's lower tax rates and no estate taxes, so far as I know. And do you know Russia has a 13% flat tax? Did you know that, Greg?
No, I did not.
Can you believe that? That even hybrid communist Russia has a 13% flat tax rate. And here in America, Obama can't get enough on taxes. What does that tell you about this man? Did he miss something in his readings of Alinsky and Marx and Lenin and Engels? What did he miss? What is wrong with these people that they don't understand that if you tax people to death, they leave the country or stop producing?
Yeah. Michael, can I come in on one other thing off of this subject? And it's something that you were saying before you come to me, and I'm guilty of that. I listen to talk radio like you and the Hannitys and the Limbaughs and stuff. And when the election ended, I just kind of threw my hands up and said, what's the point? That was me. You were talking about me when you said it. I mean, I didn't go out and buy a gun. But I just said, what's the point?
Well, so in other words, you felt let down by talk radio. You figured, what's the point of listening? It makes no difference. It's all hot air. That's what you felt, right or wrong?
I have to admit that, you're right. That's how I felt.
All right, but now you're, and again, I'm trying to put myself that I'm better and all of that. That's what we all do. But nevertheless, you still are listening to me. But what's the reason? Because of the topics are different? Is that it?
You know what? You're probably right. Because when I listen to you, it's like a rest. It's a stop. You know, I get a chance to hear a whole lot of stuff. You're right. If I turn on the radio now and I hear Obama or Boehner or any of those clowns, I don't want to listen. I don't listen to Sean. I'm not listening to Rush. I'm listening to you. I look at the clock to make sure what time you come on. And that isn't anything that you talk about that I'm not interested in. I listen to all of it. It's all very, very entertaining. I laugh like hell at a lot of the stuff you say. One reason I do it because you said things that are so common sense and obvious, and it reminds me of the same way I feel about certain things, and just to hear somebody else say it. And it's not all politics. So
yes, and you know what you're saying is funny, because sometimes truth, common sense rather, when it is expressed in a down-to-earth manner, it's almost shocking because you never hear it. It's like pornography today. Pornography is everywhere to the point where people don't even want to look at it anymore. The whole country's pornographic. And yet, if you talk common sense, it's a shock because you don't hear it anywhere. And yet, if you went back in time, not too far back in time, this is the way people used to think about things, Greg. And I think behind the scenes, inside their own ears, they think the same way. Greg, I don't know if I sent you a book last week, but I'm sending you something for entertainment. It's my Christmas book called Train Tracks, Family Stories for the Holidays. I don't know where to go with the show right now. We can continue on the airplanes, the books, the guns, the cars. And I will get, in a minute, the minute I come back, I'll do a little politics to satisfy that itch inside the audience. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Sean Hannity.
I'm like the adult who buys you liquor when you're underage. You're like the neighbor who cuts up the Nerf ball that lands in your yard.
It's kind of true. Look, we're not going to win unless we are better at communicating why it's better for people to eat broccoli than, you know, sit in front of the video machine all day and not have to do their homework, and they get to stay up late at night and go to parties as late as they want and watch TV.
Weekdays from noon till 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Introducing Kidder Worry-Free Smoke Alarms. The sealed-in lithium battery offers 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. And they're designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Rest easy with Kidder's Worry-Free Alarms, only at the Home Depot.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick and GMC truck dealerships in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a GM car or truck, just go to PutnamGM.com and ask for a special internet price quote. That's PutnamGM.com.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name's Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer. With two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill, City Arms offers the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. At City Arms, not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or just interested in personal protection, City Arms is your one-stop destination for all your firearms needs. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it. See why customers have come to rely on City Arms. Two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web, city-arms.com. City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Remember that City Arms, located at 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their new location at 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
It is the Savage Nation. We're coming to the most important day in the Christian calendar. And here on the West Coast, it'll be a very wet weekend with mudslides, flash flooding, might dry up for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, which means the Midwest and the East is liable to get walloped over the next few days, as the Midwest is now getting the weather we had over the last few days. And there's a lot of things that I could say about Christmas that I haven't said yet, and I don't know if tonight's the night I want to do it. I may save it for a few days or not get to it. But I was reading Isaiah the other night in the Jewish Bible, the Old Testament, and Isaiah 54:5, it is written, God is your husband. It says, for thy maker is thy husband. It's an interesting statement, because many people feel not that they're single, but that they're alone. Many people feel isolated and alone. And the more we've cut ourselves off from God, the more God has been cut out of America by the ACLU and the atheists, the more isolated and lonely people feel. And yet, if you look in the Bible, you find out that they have nothing to say with these people, these nobodies, these atheists, these anti-Americans, these freaks, in other words, these anti-Christian freaks in particular. They have no power over you. None whatsoever. God hasn't disappeared. They made you think God disappeared. Why? Because they took it down from a saying somewhere on a wall, that God is still there. God is your husband. And you think, well, I'm alone. I'm lonely. There's no one out there for me. Many people are very lonely around the holidays because they're afflicted by a loneliness. They think everyone's against them. And they go crazy. There's a high degree of anguish around the holidays, as you well know, because people expect things that aren't in their lives. They want a better relationship. They want a family that never happened, or the family fell apart. People got sick and died on them. They remember back to an idealized childhood that may or may not really have existed in their head, but that's the beauty of mind and memory, which is that we make the desolation of our mind into a fertile plain. That is the beauty of memory, is that we can alter a desolate childhood into something different. And that's beautiful. It's not called fake. It's not called faking it. And so all I'm going to say to you is that the world is what it's always been. It hasn't really changed at the end of the day. It's man alone, born alone and dies alone, and there's only one way out of it. And you know the way out of it, don't you? Which is the straight way, the straight and narrow way. Otherwise, you're finished. Just guarantee you. as tough as it is. Of course, everybody wants to remain wild and crazy to their last days. It doesn't work. It's just not the way it works. Tom, in Reno, Nevada, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, it's an honor to speak with you. I've been a long-time listener. There was a little space or a little break in time where we weren't able to pick you up, but it's just a thrill to have you back on the air. This last gentleman, you are a people magnet. You have the capabilities. I listen to Talk Net Radio quite a bit. This last gentleman, you have just bonded. I can tell the gentleman's probably African or American, or he's Black American. And yet I feel bonded to this gentleman.
That's right. See, now you're hitting the nail on the head. You, in listening to him and I talking, felt as though you were part of him and I. You became part of the greater Savage Nation. And that is absolutely true.
Savage.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. The mayor of San Bruno's angry with state regulators' decision for ratepayers to pay nearly $300 million for repairs to PG&E's pipeline. He calls it a slap in the face, while regulators say the decision strikes a balance. Santa's sleigh may be late for some people who order gifts online at the last minute. The huge snowstorm in the Midwest comes right on the biggest shipping day of the year and is likely to cause a lot of delayed deliveries. Speaking of delays, how about the freeways? How about the Bay Bridge lower deck on the decline? Had a crash in the middle lane. All lanes clear now, but traffic's still recovering. It will be heavy into San Francisco, eastbound 80, pretty much from the 101 split. Northbound 680 Concord Avenue have an accident being reported. Couple of cars, they've got it off to the right side. Northbound 680 at Mission Boulevard and Fremont, we've got an accident with a couple of cars also in the process of moving off to the right side. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Now here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Golfers are like snowflakes. Each one is different, and each one needs just the right golf gear for their game. Because no one wants to watch a snowflake melt down.
Oh, come on!
Yeah. Oh, my. Thankfully, there's Golfsmith. This holiday, help your snowflake get the gift that fits with exclusive free gift card offers up to $50 when you buy select tailor-made Adidas and Ashworth golf gear. Only at Golfsmith. Drop by any of the five Bay Area Golfsmith stores today.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, now is the time to act. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and a few months ago, the IRS made significant changes to its offer and compromise program to settle your past due taxes. And since that time, my firm has seen more offers accepted and at significantly reduced dollar amounts. So if you need a fresh start with the IRS, this is it. My firm has over 28 years of experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an offer and compromise for individual or payroll taxes, audit representation, or past due tax returns filed, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve all of their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-T-A-X-E-X-I-T, 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
Jingle all the way to Cache Creek Casino Resort starting December 3rd. Tis the season of slot tournaments till New Year's Day, January 1st. Come on in and cozy up to free daily slot tournaments from 2 to 10 p.m. And the winning is so delightful when every round winner receives a free buffet. Plus, we're giving away sleighfuls of bonus play. We'll wrap up $500 in bonus play every day for the top three tournament scores. Plus, we'll deck the halls with even more bonus play. After you earn 1,000 points each day, swipe at any red kiosk for your guaranteed bonus play prize. If you have a little competitive spirit to go with your holiday spirit, then Cache Creek is the place for you. This is the most winningful time of the year. Tis the season of slot tournaments till New Year's Day. Buffets, bonus play, and lots of winners every single day. Only at Cache Creek. Play the best close to home. Visit CacheCreek.com for more information.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Love it. Michael Savage. This is Journey. With my new signature song, Lights. This is beautiful. It reminds me of KSFO at night. Sitting on top of a building looking at the lights of the city. Anyway, I don't want to get too schmaltzy and nostalgic. Welcome back to the show. I got to tell you something, though, truthfully, since this show is a little different in some regard than others, and you feel like you're talking to a friend or you're listening to a friend in these lonely times and these perplexing times, I went through a period of, I don't know how long it was, 5 weeks off the air between one relationship in the syndication business and the new one with Cumulus, which is like getting out of a bad marriage that was a destructive marriage where you couldn't believe you're going to go through another day, and then getting into one of the greatest relationships of your life, which you know is going to last forever. I was off the air for 5 weeks, and then I was looking for music, and when I found this song, Journey's Lights, I realized how much I loved radio and how much I couldn't, how badly I missed it and wanted to be back on the air. I couldn't wait to get back. Because I've told you before, I could have retired a number of years ago. I could still leave radio and it wouldn't change my lifestyle other than I wouldn't have you, my audience. And then that brings us back to today. What is talk radio about? What is it for? It is not what it was a year ago. It's not what it was 5 years ago. It's not what it was 10 years ago. It is a new medium, and people have to understand that. And I don't think people yet grasp what's happened, not only to talk radio, but the media, the whole media has changed in ways that we don't understand. And that's because the people have changed. The people have gone through a sea change, and they want something, and they don't know what they want. They know they want something. They're clamoring for something. They're clamoring for connectivity, but they're not getting it from the media. In fact, they're turning away from the media. They despise the media. And I'm afraid, and I'm sorry to tell you, included in that basket is the medium I'm in, talk radio, because they're blaming us for the problems that they see in the world. So having said that, this is how I see it. I'm still in it. I still love it. I'm on 175 stations after the short period of time, and some of the best stations in the entire world, I'm on them, and it's going to get bigger and better as I go along. What am I going to do with you every night? What is it that I'm going to do for my audience that's going to keep you compelled, hopefully compelled, to listen to the show 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour? Some people will listen to the entire show. What am I going to talk about? The answer is everything, because radio is about everything. It doesn't have to be about politics. Where did it emerge that radio had to be about politics? When did it start? Had to be politics. Who invented that? Who is it who plowed the field, which said all talk radio has to be about politics? I don't know who did that. Who said all talk radio has to be about salacious sex? Not everybody's Howard Stern of such a low mentality. He talks about juvenile sex day and night for 40, 30 years, day and night. That's all they want to hear. How anyone can listen to it, I don't know. I just don't understand it. I don't understand how people can listen to this thing day and night. I don't get it. I don't know where an audience like this. Maybe they're 13-year-old boys. Okay, masturbatory fantasies. That's who would listen to a guy like Howard Stern. So who is going to listen to liberal talk radio, for example? Answer, nobody. Air America came and went. It blew up. Why? Because all they did was bash Bush, day and night, Bush bashing. And it started to become, if you tuned it in, you could predict what you were going to hear before you turned the radio on. And I don't have to repeat it. It was boring, predictable. Unfortunately, the same thing has happened to talk radio on the conservative side. I don't care. When you click it on, and I've experimented, I can predict. 10 after the hour, turn it on. Within 5 sentences, taxes, Obama, boner, Obama tax, boner, off. I won't listen to it. So I can't do that. So I'm challenged. For example, today is the first day of the rest of my life. What am I going to do for you? I can talk about any subject. I can have you call. It's a very narrow audience. Instead, I talked about private jets, Ferraris, AR-15s, the Holy Scriptures, and music. Oh, shut up. And so the next thing I want to talk about is why you should not have an affair. And I'm going to address this to women because no one's talking about it. And the reason I'm doing it is there's a very distinct reason I'm going to do this right now. I said to you before the last break that because so many people have become jaded and given up, and because of this insanity going on in the country, people are doing things that they've never done before in their life, and they think that it's okay to do it. Well, let me tell you something. What you should think about, women, is that there are many things about having an affair that you better think about before you go down that road, and no one is telling you this. You think it starts out innocently. That's the first thing you're going to say to yourself, and there's a guy's listening to you. And you were bored and you were lonely and your husband wasn't paying attention to you. And then you sought to justify to yourself, oh, well, I married too young, or he was really a roommate, not my husband. And you're not going to consider the ramifications about what you're going to do until it's far too late. And the fact of the matter is that you mustn't let your raging hormones or someone whispering sweet idiocies into your ear convince you to go down that road, because they're not telling you about the broken families and the broken hearts that will follow as sure as I'm talking to you tonight. Because the minute you physically cross that line, you're going to lose everything that you have. And I'll continue on this for a minute, because I think it's a very important topic in a time of total debauchery. If a woman crosses that line, and I'm specifically addressing this to women because nobody talks about this, especially men, you're going to justify it. You're going to rationalize it. And there are hundreds of lying therapists out there who are going to help you rationalize your actions. You're going to say that there was no passion. You're going to say that you were married too young. You're going to say that you were roommates, not lovers. You're going to say your husband was an evil, controlling, emotionally unavailable slob. You're going to say he was cheating on you. You're going to come up with every reason in the world, some of which may be true, but let me tell you something. That's not the reason for you to do what he did, if that's the reason, because then you'll become worse than him. Going into it, you should know that it wasn't the right thing to do. And so if you think about the excitement that you're going to have, you have to understand it's like a drug. New is powerful. New is very powerful. And hiding this new powerful excitement may be part of the excitement itself. And you're going to feel that it's your little secret. And it's going to energize you. And you're going to think that you've found the elixir that you've been looking for all of your life. But soon, like all drugs, it's going to wear off. And you're going to need more, and you're going to need more and more, like every other drug. And on top of it all, have you thought about how you're going to feel during this phase of cheating on your husband? You're going to live in fear, constant fear. And then you're going to start to feel like a teenager again. Do you want to feel like that again? Do you actually want to go through that hell that you went through when you were in high school? Think about all of these things before you let some of the liberals convince you that, every movie you turn on, you know what you need, Mary? What you really need is you know what. That's what you really need. You ever notice every movie, there's always the girlfriend who says to the girl, there's nothing wrong with you, Mary. All you really need is, and you know, the dirty word. That's what they put in. Now, who do you think writes that? Do you think women write that? Do you think that people who understand life write that? The vermin who create the pornography and the violence in the movies, the very same insane vermin, the drug addicts, who create this violence and this pornography, the sewer pipe creators of Hollywood, write this stuff into movies when they have no idea the damage they are doing, or do they? So that's what I want to say. You want to live with guilt, you want to live with shame, you want to live with disease, you want to live with broken hearts, then become a skank and cheat on your husband. And that's all I want to say. I don't know why. I was just reading about it before. And you know what? It struck me as a very, very important topic, especially at this time of the month, this time of the year, and this time in American social life, because everyone right now is freaked out one way or the other, not only from the school shootings, which is unsettling the whole country and making people feel very jittery and what's the point of living, and a woman has a child and then she fears tomorrow she could wake up and the kid could be dead from some lunatic, no one could protect them. Nobody knows which way to turn for security in this country right now. And there's only one answer. You want to hear the answer? Because I'll give it to you. The Rock of Ages. The Rock of Ages that got you to this point, that got mankind to this stage of history, it's the Rock of Ages that kept your ancestors going, and it's the Rock of Ages that can keep you going. Yeah, put off the fun. Put off the fun. That's all. Be miserable like everybody else. You'll be happier in the long run. I know that sounds paradoxical, but it's absolutely true. If you're miserable like everybody else, you'll be happier in the long run. I think that's very good. Now, you ready for a few calls that you're not going to believe because I talked about this? One from the heart about affairs and what they do to people. Carol in Norfolk, Virginia, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes. I've lived alone for a long time. I got divorced in the early 90s, and I never, ever went out with anybody but a friend because most of the guys who asked me out were married. And I would never, ever go out with a married man because if they went out with me, they're going out with other ladies. And think of the lives that they hurt, their children, their wives, other people. And women give sex to get love, and men give love to get sex.
And interesting. Well, look, this is a whole topic unto itself, Carol, and I could continue this tomorrow night if I started it tonight, and I really, it's a very important topic because the current sociodynamics of America are such that people think it's okay to, you know, if it feels good, do it, everyone's doing it, you turn on the movies, everyone, you look at the Hollywood sluts, they make it think that they sleep with someone as easy as eating a cheeseburger. But it doesn't work like that for regular people. It's not the way life was set up to be, Carol. People are devastated by their actions. Carol, I thank you so much for calling the show. I'm sending you a Christmas gift, train tracks for the holidays. I'll be right back.
Savage.
This is the Constitutional Minute from Rockwell Arms. When the 13 original colonies agreed to form a union, they only gave a short list of defined powers to the new central government. That's right, they made a list. And on that list, they wrote that every power that was not on the list would be left to the states or to the people. Why? They knew from history that if the government had too much power, people in high positions could use their power to encroach on the liberties of the citizens. By dividing power between the central government and the states, the founders kept most governing powers close to the people and made their government more accountable to them. The principle of dividing power between the federal and state government is known as federalism, and it is more important today than ever. Rockwell Arms encourages you to understand and honor our Constitution and to support businesses that do the same. Visit us at rockwellarms.com and check out our great selection of firearms and accessories. Rockwell Arms, helping you keep America safe.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
Do you wish your investment advisor was more interested in providing advice than in selling you financial products? The feeling's mutual. And would you like them to actively manage your account and keep you informed instead of chasing them for advice? The feeling is mutual. Because here at the Mutual Fund Store, we don't sell products, we build investments. And we track them over time to help you reach your goals. The client comes first at the Mutual Fund Store, with custom investment plans to fit your goals, not ours. To learn more about our personalized approach to investment advice, or to find a location and advisor closest to you, visit MutualFundStore.com.
Want to save more green? Then look for the red tag and save big during Mattress Discounter's year-end closeout sale. Save up to 50% on clearance and closeout mattress sets. Save up to $400 on a Serta Perfect Sleeper and Sealy Posturepedic. Even save hundreds on Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get free delivery and our lowest price or its free guarantee. The red tag means you save more green. Don't miss Mattress Discounter's year-end closeout sale.
Mattress Discounters!
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, now is the time to act. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and a few months ago, the IRS made significant changes to its offer and compromise program to settle your past due taxes. And since that time, my firm has seen more offers accepted and at significantly reduced dollar amounts. So if you need a fresh start with the IRS, this is it. My firm has over 28 years of experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an offer and compromise for individual or payroll taxes, audit representation, or past due tax returns filed, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve all of their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-T-A-X-E-X-I-T, 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Is there heavy drinking in the Obama administration? I mean heavy, heavy drinking.
Mark Levin.
What the hell is with these people?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Had a very shiny nose.
Gene Autry.
And if you ever saw it.
Oh, I can still remember playing with my little Victrola. A little wind-up Victrola. I'd sit and play this thing hour after hour after hour on the floor of my little apartment in the Bronx. They got me a little record player. I love Gene Autry. And I played with guns. I love guns. Thus far, I've not shot anybody, nor myself. And I still have guns, Mr. Schumer. I grew up with toy cap pistols. And anyone who came to the door of our apartment, I shot dead with my cap guns. Ask him. I wore a little cowboy suit. I had two guns, and my mother would open the door. I'd bang, bang, you're dead, mister. Everyone laughed. They patted me on the head. No one died, Charlie. And I know, of course, if you hear a backfire, you probably call for your Secret Service protection, because that's the way gunophobes are, and then they reach for the Prozac. WABC, Andrew, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
If anyone can save conservative talk radio, it's you, and tonight you're doing a hell of a job at that.
Well, naturally, I want to hear more. So, look, my feeling is we can't just hammer politics anymore. It's over. It's impossible. Would you listen to it anymore? Politics, 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 Cliff, your taxes. Who would listen to that? I can't listen to it.
Especially at the end of the night after hearing it all day.
All right. Okay, well, you know what? I'll split the difference with you. Maybe in the first thing in the morning when the blimp wants to do it, go ahead, listen to it. But at the end of the day, who can listen to it after you heard it all day long from somebody else? Okay, I'm sending you a free gift copy of Train Tracks.
Sure.
That's all. That's so. I hope you enjoy it. Chris on KSFO San Francisco. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mike. I just wanted to talk about the subject you're referring about the affairs. I'm 65 years old, and when I was a young man, I was quite a womanizer, you might say. And I went with married women, this woman, that woman, in the bar business. You know how that is.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Later on, when you grow up, and you don't, all you think, when you start thinking about, like you said, the ramifications.
Yes.
The spiritual ramifications are pretty heavy. You know, you read the Bible and it says fornicators go to hell and this and that and the other, and you think, well, what the heck was I doing? How many?
But what is it that you lay awake worrying that you did? What effects do you fear you may have had on families, for example, in cheating? Were you sleeping with married women? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there was one or two, especially one I was involved with for quite a few years. And she had children and a guy that worked his you-know-what off, and I'd be there in the morning, the evening, at whatever. And
yeah, but look, David, Chris, I'm sorry. You can't take the past away. Nor can you apologize to God right now for what you did in the past. God's forgiven you already. You're not the same man you were. You're not the same. Chris, you're not the same man you were when you were 20. A 20-year-old is like a wild animal. He doesn't really know what he's doing. So you should give yourself a break and understand that you're not going to go to hell because of what you did when you were 20 years old.
I'm at peace with that.
Good. Good. I'm sending you train tracks to read something pleasant. There's no cheating, killing, murder in it at all. Pardon me, I'm still fighting this cold and cough that won't go away no matter what I do. Don't call with the remedies. I wrote books on them. But it is what it is. You live through it. It'll come out of it stronger. That which does not, you know what, does make you stronger. That's all. So, you know, we're sitting here late at night, and you want to get into the Bible. You could sit there and tear yourself to ribbons. Have you forgotten the wicked deeds of your fathers and the wicked deeds of the kings of Judah and the wicked deeds of their wives and your own wicked deeds and the wicked deeds of your wives, which they committed in the land of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? Well, that's in Jeremiah. So it means that such behaviors, and it usually refers to sexual wantonness, by the way, is nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun, because mankind has always been torn by his passions. Whether it's today, yesterday, or tomorrow, man will always be torn by his passions. And all you can do is try to control the wild horses within you. And, you know, you can try, you can win sometimes and lose other times. At the end of the day, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. So stop blaming yourself and then live and enjoy yourself. Do the best you can. I mean, the whole Bible's about sexual control. If you actually want to read the Bible, what is it about? It's all about wicked behavior. What was wicked behavior? It's the opposite of our society today. And from a biblical point of view, we're living in Sodom and Gomorrah, but 1,000 times worse. What America has become today makes the Weimar Republic, which brought Hitler about, look like baby's play. And I have tried to warn America for 20 years now, as much as we hated Hitler and hate Hitler and hated the Nazis and the terror that he brought to the world, I am going to tell you that if this left-wing fanaticism keeps up, with the constant attack upon the family, upon children, upon Christianity. Every time I wake up and I read about an atheist who wants to take down another war memorial, or an atheist who complains about an innocent crutch on a front lawn, or an atheist who says take God out of a classroom, I sit and say, God help us all, because this too, this is liable to create a reaction in this country that nobody can ever expect, and no one will ever see it coming, ever. Because, you see, right now the left is so empowered by Obama's victory, they feel that no one can ever touch them. But I want to remind you, that's the way the Germans felt in the 1920s during the Weimar period. Because, my friends, I'm an educated man, I'm a student of history. The Weimar Germans felt that nobody could ever take away the license that they were enjoying. The freedoms, the arts, the culture, the Weinsteins, the Tarantinos, the laughing at everybody, the movie star sluts who flaunt their disgusting behavior in everybody's face, the moguls of Hollywood who produce this slime that oozes throughout the entire world, They existed before. They existed in Germany. And the average German got sick from it. And along came a demagogue with a great capacity to speak, combined with unemployment, combined with a feeling of humiliation because of the loss in World War I, because of the Treaty of Versailles. All of that combined to bring about the worst tragedy that ever befell the world in modern times, the tragedy of Adolf Hitler. And if you say it can't happen here, you're mistaken. Because the fact of the matter is, what you also don't know is that as horrendous as the SS and the SA thugs were, what you don't know is they were fighting communist thugs who were just as bad. The communist thugs were loose in the streets, and they were wrecking German society. And then the rest is history. Like cures like. Tragedy befalls tragedy. Beware the Ides of December.
Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to The Savage Nation. I give you the phone number, but let's wait a minute. Relax. I don't need the calls. Killer's basement, it turns out he was exactly what I said. Satanist. Satan worshiper. Thank you, ACLU. When Obama had his conversation about guns, he should have said the ACLU needs to be looked at seriously for having taken God out of the classroom. We're going to look into putting God back in the classroom and crosses back on war memorials, and we're going to look to deport the leadership of the ACLU. Now, that would have been a president who was open-minded. And we're going to end Satanism in our universities. We're going to end Satanism in our military organizations. We're going to throw out the Satanists from the Air Force Academy, the Naval Academy, and the Army. We're not going to let witchcraft and Wiccaism be practiced in the military anymore. We're through. No, wouldn't happen. Killer's basement, his eerie lair of violent video games, and he was a... turns out he was not only playing the violent video games, which I've been talking about since Friday, before the Johnny-come-latelys figured it out. He was a Satanist. Next, I wouldn't be surprised if it comes out he was on medical marijuana. Or we'll hear that he didn't get enough medical marijuana from the marijuana pushers in America. Unbelievable. What satire, huh? Life. You know, it's almost a parody of life itself, what I see going on. Now, I shifted time slots, changed stations, and... it's been quite a challenge to put it in modern American vernacular. If you're in my living room, I'd put it another way. I have to be very, very American positive in the way I state things nationally on a radio show. Everyone says it's been quite a challenge. That's how you're supposed to put it. Believe me. But right now, I'm starting to get into the groove of the time. I actually like it, and I didn't know what to do with myself all day long. You know how long it is until I start at this time? I didn't know what I was going to buy a bar, a restaurant. I was going to buy an orphanage, build an orphanage, an animal rescue home. I was going to get an elephant rescue facility in Kenya. I didn't know what to do with myself. I was going to buy a dude ranch. I was going to become a dude. I didn't know what. I was going to get a marijuana recovery center. I was going to go to a... No, I didn't know what to do all day long. It was so long. I get up at dawn. I can't sleep later. And the show only starts 13 hours later. You know, it's easy to get up 13 hours before you go to work. But you want to hear something odd? It's the day takes care of itself now. Before I know it, I'm taking my power nap with the dog, eating a date, having a cup of tea, and here I am. I'm loving this hour. I love it. I wake up to this. It was very nice. Killer's basement is eerie lair of violent video games. Yeah, he was a Satanist. Just exactly what the atheists want for America. More Satanism. Take the cross out of everything and wonder what will happen to the children. Yeah, take the cross away. Unbelievable to me. Basement walls were covered with military and weaponry-themed posters. Why did the mother let him have that? Why did she let him have the video game war, Call of Duty, if he was a nut? If he was a known, withdrawn nut who she was afraid to turn her back on, why did she fill his basement with pictures of weapons, have guns in the house? You know, I'm sorry the woman is dead, but she was an enabler. Now, ever heard of a Munchausen by proxy patient? I'm telling you something here. This child was partly a Munchausen by proxy nut, to put it in generic terms. She was encouraging his behavior to a certain extent by what I have read so far. Again, this is the novelist in me speaking, not the psychiatrist. Because I am a novelist, not a psychiatrist. I have to go to my role as a novelist. The man had pictures in the basement of guns, weapons, this and that. He played violent wartime video games where participants use high-powered assault rifles, machine guns, and other weapons to slaughter people. Okay, so why did she let him have these pictures in the house? Why did she have guns all over the house that were not locked up? So there's something wrong with the entire picture. And we will know some. Little by little, it's dribbling out every day a little bit more. I suspect that soon we will find out not only was a Satanist, that he was using marijuana. I wouldn't be surprised, let's put it that way. I don't know, but by all of the pictures I've seen of him, the withdrawn, the paranoid eyes, the dead eyes, he looks like it was either a big pothead or he was on very, very severe doses of antidepressants, or even maybe antipsychotic medications. I don't know what he was on. I don't think we're ever going to be told. They're going to say medical privacy. No, I'm saying we should know what he was on. There's a warning here. Believe me.
But I'm, at this point, almost shocked by almost nothing, which leads us to the next couple of stories that I'd like to talk about, including one that I really do want to talk about, which is the fact that a cop killer is incompetent, according to dirty lawyers that they hired. This guy killed two cops in cold blood. They begged for their lives. And now these rat lawyers who should be disbarred and their families deported with their assets seized going back six generations have the nerve to get defense experts, academics, crackpot doctors, to say that this cop killer was intellectually impaired because of a childhood of deprivation and neglect. Well, it seems to me that Jeffrey Immelt of MSNBC and General Electric fame ought to hire the cop killer and give him a job on MSNBC. That's the level that we're having in the country now. He also had a drug-addicted mother who was largely absent from their broken home. And, of course, to the liberal, that excuses his killing two cops in cold blood. Defense lawyer Michael Burt said the defense team's highly competent specialists, including university academics, you know what that means, psychiatrists, you know what that means, and psychologists, you know what that means, had shown that Wilson's, that's the cop killer's, intelligence ranks in the bottom 10% of the spectrum. And they said, therefore, the burden has been proven that the man is incompetent to face the death penalty. They said this young man could not work. He had limitations. He could not do many practical household activities. In fact, Shapiro, I don't know who that is, oh, Johns Hopkins neurologist Bruce Shapiro, said that as a young man, the cop killer needed instruction on how to clean himself and how to shop. But Brooklyn federal prosecutors argued that the evidence had been underwhelming. You see, the feds say most of the intelligence testing performed by defense experts demonstrate that Wilson, the cop killer, exceeds the low IQ threshold of 70 that marks not the Obama voter, but the boundary of the mentally handicapped. And so I ask you a question. What do you think of a country where a guy who killed two cops in cold blood, they got him in a buy deal with the guns. They say he's incompetent to face the death penalty. He's mentally handicapped and should be spared execution. Don't you think the cops should have been spared execution? Moreover, wouldn't you say his ability to set up the cops and kill them indicates that he's quite clever and not mentally handicapped? Don't you think there should be a limitation on defense lawyers like Michael Burt? Don't you have experiences in the legal system that show you that we have no legal system? We have the most corrupt, broken legal system in the world. I don't know of a legal system more bent than ours, and I've had quite a few experiences in it. I've never seen anything like it. The extent to which some lawyers will go to lie, openly lie in court, the corruption of judges is rampant in this country. You know, it reminds me of something else. The corruption in the country is worse than that in Iran, according to an Iranian associate of mine, or shall I say, not a man I know from Iran. Very nice guy. And we joke around about, you know, the Muslim thing. It's very funny because he's just a guy like you, wants the same things you do. You wouldn't know that by the hate in the media. And we were talking about the corruption in San Francisco. We were talking about the corruption in contracting in San Francisco. We were talking about how they do it, how they rig the bids. And he gave me, he told me how they do it, how they rig the bids, like the subway to nowhere in North Beach, like the rebuilding of the San Francisco Bay Bridge or the Richmond San Rafael Bridge. He said to me, it's quite simple. They come in with a low bid, they get the contract, and then they come back and they say there's an addition needed, like a bicycle lane, and then they add time and materials for that bicycle lane, and then they jack up the price to anything they want, and they come in 15 times higher than their original bid. 15. And he said to me, even the mullahs in Iran don't have the audacity to take 15 times the original bid on a contract. He said they might take two or three times the original bid. And he said to me that these construction deals in San Francisco are beyond anything he's ever seen, even in the mullah-ruled Iran. I said, I'm not surprised by it. How come if we see it, if we the citizens see these things, there's no FBI, there's no police, there's no investigation of any of these things? Answer. You fill in the blanks. You fill in the blanks. There's no answer to these questions. It's just shocking. I'll be right back.
Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Diamonds, the gift that lasts forever. The Jewelry Exchange imports their diamonds direct and has thousands of GIA diamonds guaranteed the lowest price. Certified 1-carat solitaires are $19.90, certified 3/4 carat $12.90, and certified half carat $6.90. We have thousands of designer styles and will set your diamond while you watch. Seen it elsewhere? Bring us the design, and in most cases, we can customize it for you on our computer-animated design system and save you as much as 60%. Oval pendants similar to Tiffany's with 54 diamonds, just $2.49. 1-carat halo rings are $6.99, and 1-carat studs, just $3.99. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of styles guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. Plus, no interest for 6 months. Buy factory direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City, 650-367-6500. That's 650-367-6500. Or shop at jewelryexchange.com.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Jingle all the way to Cache Creek Casino Resort starting December 3rd. Tis the season of slot tournaments till New Year's Day, January 1st. Come on in and cozy up to free daily slot tournaments from 2 to 10 p.m. And the winning is so delightful when every round winner receives a free buffet. Plus, we're giving away sleighfuls of bonus play. We'll wrap up $500 in bonus play every day for the top three tournament scores. Plus, we'll deck the halls with even more bonus play. After you earn 1,000 points each day, swipe at any red kiosk for your guaranteed bonus play prize. If you have a little competitive spirit to go with your holiday spirit, then Cache Creek is the place for you. This is the most winningful time of the year. Tis the season of slot tournaments till New Year's Day. Buffets, bonus play, and lots of winners every single day. Only at Cache Creek. Play the best close to home. Visit CacheCreek.com for more information.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Well, it leads me to a story that I really want to talk about, which is that of the rise of the German Nazis. And I'll tell you why I want to talk about it. Because the liberals are now revising the story about how the Nazis came to power. And as I tell you this story about how the producer of the American Idol and X Factor is teaming with a veteran feature and TV writer for a drama series project about Hitler and how he came to power during the Weimar Republic is going to be used to smear the conservative base in America. You'll come to understand that the Nazis' rise to power, as it will be told by these radical leftists in Hollywood, the vermin who have given us the sewer pipe that has destroyed the mind of most of mankind, as sure as I'm sitting here, you'll find out not how a group like the Nazis ever came to power, but how a group like these liberals came to power in Hollywood. The phone number here is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. I am a student of the Weimar Republic, which was a period post-war in Germany. And if you think this country's social order is vile, you are correct. But the level of vileness is about akin to that of Germany after World War I. It was the most degenerate country in the world at the time because liberals in the Weimar Republic were ruling Germany. Now, they say the rise of the Nazis is set against the backdrop of the, quote, most sexually and artistically liberated city in the world. Berlin during the 1920s and 30s was so alive, they say, so filled with promise, so incredibly modern. Even today, much of what we think of as newer avant-garde was created then, Hershkovitz, the writer-producer, said. And he said, it's equally important in light of the dark forces in our world today to understand how a group like the Nazis ever came to power. As sure as I'm sitting here, Marshall Hershkovitz is not talking about the darkness of radical Islam. Marshall Hershkovitz is talking about the Tea Party. How did they get away with it? Answer, because they got the government media complex, which I talked about in 1998. I gave the most brilliant speech on the subject at the, what was it called? The Commonwealth Club in San Francisco called Beware the Government Media Complex. No one's ever topped that speech. And I pointed out how the government and the media have become one in America. It started with Clinton, and now it's become literally a wholesale single operation, the government media complex. So is anyone out there knowledgeable about the Weimar Republic? See, that's the topic I really want to talk about, how the uber-liberals of Hollywood are doing a movie based on the book Hitlerland about the rise of Nazism, set in the 1920s and 30s, Berlin, comparing the social excesses of the Weimar Republic, but instead of calling it degeneracy, they're calling it electrifying, alive, filled with promise, modern, avant-garde, how much more advanced they were than us. Berlin was a sewer. The communists had taken over Germany. They turned Germany into a sewer. And out of the sewer, Hitler rose. The reason I'm telling you this story is that I fear the same thing could happen to my country. And that's the world you're living in. And I'm talking about the rise to power of Adolf Hitler, which has nothing to do with the president, does it? Marshall Hershkovitz to write and produce drama about rise of German Nazis for Fremantle Media based on the book Hitlerland. And so we have uber liberals who produced one direct drama after another, set out the sewer pipe of Hollywood. Film credits include Love and Other Drugs, etc. They're now going to rewrite history, do a revisionist story about why Hitler came to power. And to prove that I'm correct in my interpretation that they're going to revise history, they're saying that the sewer known as the Weimar Republic, where if you think the sexual excesses of today are bad, you're right. If you think the so-called art of today is vile and violent, if you think that's bad, you're right. But the Weimar Republic was worse. So these radical leftists say, oh, the Germany of that time was electrifying. It was at the forefront of literature, art, and science. And Berlin was a sexually and artistically liberated city. It was so alive. It was filled with promise and modern and avant-garde. And then a dark force arose, like the Nazis. Well, they're right. It was a dark force. But listen to what Hershkovitz says. He says, and it's equally important in light of the dark forces in our world today to understand how a group like the Nazis ever came to power. So do you think a coward like Hershkovitz is going to say that the darkest force on the planet is radical Islam? Do you think that Hershkovitz is going to turn the enemy into the radical Islamists amongst us and in the world? Or will he instead turn upon the Tea Party members and the conservatives in America and try to make them into some brown shirts? I'll let you figure it out. And, you know, as I read this article, I read comments for people saying that Hitler was a right-wing leader. What they don't understand is that they don't understand what part of this do they not understand. National Socialist German Workers' Party. What part of National Socialist German Workers' Party do you not connect with socialism? Tell me what part of that makes him a right-winger. National Socialist German Workers' Party, Nazism. You don't understand Hitler was a socialist. And now we have lunatics on the left who are glorifying socialism. Have you no idea what's going on? Have you no idea that the progressive elite in this country are leading us down the road of Hitlerism? You don't even understand this. It is more propaganda to help the revisionist historians blame everything on white people. We will never know the truth as long as there is a government media complex as powerful as the linkage between this Democrat Party and the media. It's one and the same. I've said it since 1998. It's gotten worse. They are slandering and demonizing anyone who doesn't agree with the New World Order. Yes, there are countless parallels between 1920s Germany and current-day America. History has taught us one thing, if it's taught us anything. Tyrannies do not arise overnight. Hitler didn't come to power overnight.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Good evening, I'm Dave Foulkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. PG&E will be raising rates by about $300 million to pay for pipeline repairs. The decision was made by state regulators over the objections of San Bruno residents who wanted the utility to pay for a larger share of the work. A private funeral has been held in New Hampshire for Nancy Lanza, a mother of Connecticut mass murderer Adam Lanza. About 25 people attended the funeral in a small town where Nancy Lanza once lived. Taking a look out the roadway, have an accident southbound 101. Cesar Chavez, middle lane is blocked, three cars involved. CHP rolling to the scene, look for some delays. Eastbound San Mateo Bridge on the high rise, looks like we've got a crash. Could be blocking a lane. Fire units along with CHP on the way. Injuries reported in this accident. And Highway 101 southbound Capitol Expressway, looks like a car rolled over. It's to the right shoulder, but a lot of activity. I'm Dave Foulkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Evil visited this community.
We all have questions.
We are praying for them.
We'll do our best to make sense of this story.
It just doesn't make sense.
With updates from ABC at the top of the hour.
I feel enormous sympathy for families that are affected.
And the emotions in between.
We're a family in crisis right now.
Everyone needs to feel like they just lost someone in their own family.
Hot Talk 560.
Doesn't make sense.
KSFO.
Dance the night away and say hello to 2013 aboard the USS Hornet aircraft carrier. One of the best places to dance in the Bay Area and located in Alameda. Watch the fireworks in San Francisco aboard the Hornet's historic flight deck. Bring in the new year in style and dance among the vintage aircraft on the enclosed heated hangar deck. 3 o'clock jump will perform classics from the big band era, so get ready to rumba, cha-cha, waltz, and swing the night away. Free dance lessons through out the night. To reserve your tickets to this ultimate New Year's Eve party, call 510-521-8448, extension 282, or go to uss-hornet.org. Doors open at 7:30 p.m., dancing till 1 a.m. That's the USS Hornet New Year's Eve party, Monday evening, December 31st. Say goodbye to 2012. Say hello to 2013 and dance the night away aboard the USS Hornet in Alameda.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name's Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
Weekdays from noon till 3.
It's all good. It's all healthy. It's not going to hurt you.
Sean Hannity.
We are proud to be conservative.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The power overnight. They are the result of a progressive decline and a progressive rise of a tyranny. There are many stages leading up to a full dictatorship. The power grab we are seeing today by the Democrat Socialist Party USA under Barack Obama is right out of the history books. And I'm going to tell you right now that these left-wing fanatics in Hollywood, this Hershkovitz, whatever his name is, Marshall Hershkovitz, is going to replace Hitler's Union SA thugs with Tea Party members. He's going to say that the National Socialist German Workers' Party, the Nazi Party, was a right-wing extremist party. That is what's going to happen, as sure as I'm sitting here. And take it from a man who wrote Trickle-Down Tyranny, who studied this in great detail. I know exactly what evil is, and I know exactly what evil is going to bring us in this country. So let's take some callers on the Savage Nation. Steve in Massachusetts, thanks for calling. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you, Dr. Michael Savage, for taking my call, and thank you for being a beacon of liberty in these difficult times. The reason this is happening is because the enemy of history is our indulgence in indifference. Nobody gives a good crap.
So that is the, well, okay, that is one of the greatest enemies of freedom. I understand that. People look the other way. For example, sports, entertainment, pornography explains it. And that's why the sewer pipe of Hollywood continues to create this backflow. They want to overwhelm the mind with pornography, sports, and entertainment around the clock so people don't even see what freedom they're losing is basically what you're saying. Isn't that true?
That is absolutely correct. And what I cannot understand for the life of me is the attitude of the American Jew. With the election of Obama, there is no longer a safe place in America for American Jews. Why have they voted for the radical left? Why are they so stupid or dumb or have so many complexes? Can you answer that?
Well, that's a complicated question. I've answered in my own way many times. It's because, unfortunately, there are many people in the Jewish tradition or Jewish religion, because there's a big difference between genetic inheritance and religious practice, who identify with the left because their grandfather did or their father did. And they identify with the oppressed minorities of our time, even though they are generally not the oppressed minority of this time. That explains it in part. I can't explain the individual psychosis of liberalism for every person who votes against their own self-interest. I cannot. I know that Israel, for example, was a bellwether of this administration. They are the most anti-Israel administration in the last 70 years. They stabbed Israel in the back. They spit in Netanyahu's face, and they still got 92% of the Jewish vote. That tells you two things. Jews don't care about Israel as much as you think they may. And it tells you other things, which I'm sure you can interpret yourself. But, you know, how do you explain that white Christian police and firemen voted for Obama? Can you explain that?
I can. For the very simple reason, when you have skin in the game, you do what you're told or where your own interest lies, not where the interest of the country lies, because we can't see that far as people that are under the daily pressures put upon us by a democratic regime.
Listen to what I'm saying. You have Caucasian or white policemen. Obama attacked police regularly during his 4 years. He showed which side he was on regularly. Remember the incident back in Massachusetts with the so-called professor at Harvard, and he had to sit down with the cop and the so-called professor at Harvard, and he took the side of the so-called professor at Harvard over the cop. Now, that was the beginning of Obama's signaling who he really was. We know by his orientation that he despises police. He despises the military. We understand this. And why, then, would the police vote for Obama? Well, the answer is because they feared that if Romney came to power, there'd be a conservative fiscal policy that might impact their pensions in some way. Isn't that basically the reason?
Absolutely. They haven't understood yet that when the hour strikes, they're going to lose their pensions, like the union thugs are going to lose their union pensions, and the rest of us are going to lose the 401ks if you have one.
Let me ask you, are you of European origin, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Are you from Holland?
Yes, sir.
See, you see what a good ear I have for radio?
Absolutely.
How do I know accents better than anybody in the history of radio? I have the most acute ear for callers and for accents, which is so important that I be able to hear you. Because knowing that you're from Holland tells me a few things about your background, not many things, but a few things. Did you by any chance, I don't know how old you are, did you live through World War II in Holland?
I want to tell you what happened in a nutshell. My father walked from Auschwitz back to Dachau thanks to your German Nazi comrades. So he was a prisoner in a number of concentration camps, and I lost practically all the family from my father's side. So when you talk about the Weimar Republic, a Nazi, Germany and the rewriting of history, that struck, it strikes a bell. I mean, that hits real home right between the eyeballs.
Are you of Jewish descent, Steve?
Yes, sir, but I'm not a practicing Jew. I was raised as a Christian because of that particular period in time.
Interesting. There's a very big story. You have a whole book to write about this.
No, I'm busy writing a book.
Steve, are you saying to me that you fear this radical left-wing socialist administration is leading us down the same dark road? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. You're absolutely.
But isn't he a good man? Isn't Barack Obama a good man who would never do evil?
Barack Obama, in my opinion, is the worst thing that ever happened in 200-year history of the United States. And he's going about it in a very clever way that most people cannot see and refuse to believe, because we'd rather be safe and comfortable than fight for what's right, for the Constitution, for the law of this country. That's why Massachusetts, as a one-party state, is really, you can call it a communist state. I'd rather would call it a neo-fascist state, and that is only the beginning. You live in California, that's going the same way.
Yes, they're celebrating the fact that for the first time since 1872, there is now a supermajority in California where the communists, known as the Democrats, can do anything they want without opposition. And they're celebrating this. What's amazing to me is that liberals are celebrating a one-party system. It's similar to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt in the sense of absolute power. It's similar to that, Steve. But, you know, there's an irony here, and there's actually a positive note to all of this. Eventually, when you have a one-party system, as you have in California, you're going to see factions break apart within the Democrat Party and turn on each other. For example, there's an oyster farmer here out in California. The oyster farm's been there 80 years. This guy of Obama's comes out there and now says to them, we're killing your oyster farm, we're putting you out of business. After 80 years, you have to fire 30 employees because we want to create a larger marine wilderness. Dianne Feinstein goes to bat for the oyster farm, and this guy from the Salazar, from the Interior Department, says, we don't care what Feinstein says, we don't care about jobs. We want that oyster farm gone. So what happened? All these good liberals now of Marin County, especially of the pasture lands out there where they're all psychotic leftists, are suddenly turning now on their own party, saying, how could this happen to us? How could a good man like Ken Salazar, a minority on top of it all, come out and close down an oyster farm and fire 30 employees, most of whom are Hispanic? How? They finally came to understand who this party really is. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed a tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you, call it now, 800-289-2646. It's free.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
You know, these days, a lot of us could use some extra cash, but that's not always so easy to come by. However, if you're a homeowner and at least 62 years of age, I know something that may help. It's called a reverse mortgage with AAG, and it can put money in your pocket. Cash to help you pay off high-interest credit card balances, medical bills, in fact, almost anything you want. Find out if you qualify for a government-insured reverse mortgage with AAG. Our average borrower receives about $130,000 in tax-free cash.
Don't wait. Call 1-800-650-7911 to see if you qualify.
AAG helps seniors gain financial independence while still owning and living in their existing home. Find out what hundreds of thousands of Americans already know about using a reverse mortgage as a safe, effective financial tool. Call AAG today to find out more.
Call 1-800-650-7911. That's 1-800-650-7911. Consult your financial and tax advisors. AAG offers FHA-insured home equity conversion loans. With your consent, AAG may forward your contact information to other lenders for consideration in reverse mortgage programs they offer. License number 9392.
Available for pre-order now from Dr. Grodd Books. The new graphic novel by Greg Broadmoor. Triumph. Unnecessarily violent tales of science adventure for the simple and unfortunate. In his third book, master illustrator and storyteller Greg Broadmoor chronicles the interplanetary misadventures of Lord Coxswain as he enforces Earth justice on the belligerent savages of our solar system using excessive violence, bad language, and good old-fashioned ray guns. Triumph contains two stories on Coxswain's misadventures along with blatant advertisement for his other favorite endeavors, drinking, shooting things with ray guns, and starring in adventure films. This beautifully produced hardcover book with all 48 pages presented in their Technicolor glory. Spoil yourself. Read Greg Broadmoor's Triumph. Available for pre-order now at www.wetanz.com. WETANZ.com. That's wetanz.com.
Jingle all the way to Cache Creek Casino Resort starting December 3rd. Tis the season of slot tournaments till New Year's Day, January 1st. Come on in and cozy up to free daily slot tournaments from 2 to 10 p.m. And the winning is so delightful when every round winner receives a free buffet. Plus, we're giving away sleighfuls of bonus play. We'll wrap up $500 in bonus play every day for the top three tournament scores. Plus, we'll deck the halls with even more bonus play. After you earn 1,000 points each day, swipe at any red kiosk for your guaranteed bonus play prize. If you have a little competitive spirit to go with your holiday spirit, then Cache Creek is the place for you. This is the most winningful time of the year. Tis the season of slot tournaments till New Year's Day. Buffets, bonus play, and lots of winners every single day. Only at Cache Creek. Play the best close to home. Visit CacheCreek.com for more information.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer. With two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill, City Arms offers the Bay Area...
And you open up the local paper. It's unbelievable. Government Media Complex. Mouth-watering crab dishes. Mouth-watering crab dishes. Eat that pollution. Who would eat that garbage? Why would anyone eat crab? I don't understand it. A seagull I could see eating a crab. Every time I eat seafood like that, I get a metallic taste in my tongue. Am I the only one? I know what it is. They lay in the muck at the bottom of the bay. The bottom of the bay collects heavy metals. The sea creatures siphon water through themselves, taking in heavy metals, and you're eating toxic heavy metals. Oh, let's have some crab. It's a San Francisco tradition. Oyster Farm sues over eviction. Owner of Drake's Bay Oyster Company claims Interior Secretary Salazar violated federal law when he declined to extend lease to decades-old business. See, here you have Obama's Interior Secretary, Mr. Salazar, comes out, smiles at the oyster farmer, smiles at him, puts his arm around him, and then says, I'm canceling your lease. You can fire your employees. Get out of here. You've got 3 months to get out. Clear out. 3 months, get out. You've been there 40 years. Oysters have been harvested for 80 years, but the leftist fanatics say that you have to go. Salazar, the Interior Secretary of Barack Hussein Obama. See, they want to convert it to a federally protected marine wilderness area once this productive oyster farm has been thrown out, because the Point Reyes National Seashore needs a landscape. We don't need an oyster farm. The federal government, of course, is the ones doing this. And what's interesting is that here is a left-wing federal governmental agency throwing out an oyster farm in left-wing San Francisco's backyard. They don't put two and two together. It's unbelievable. Here we have national fiscal problems. We have a bankrupt state. We have 30 Americans being thrown out of work and 40% of California's oyster production being thrown off the map. Do you know why? Do you have any idea why they're doing it? As sure as I'm sitting here, there's some kind of graft or corruption involved. It has almost nothing to do with the environment. Because the 40% of California's oyster production being eliminated will be replaced by imported oysters, which means there's a smear job going on like in the ex-Soviet Union. My guess is that money from foreign suppliers of oysters found its way up inside the Obama administration, and that's why they put them out of business. Can I prove it? Of course not. These things are not done where anyone can follow the money. This is done in ways like bags of cash in a toilet in a Holiday Inn or Howard Johnson's. So that's what they're doing. That's your environmental fascists. Enviro-fascists. Let's hope that the oyster farm survives. But it's indicative of what happens when you have absolute power, which we have now in California. Let's go to the callers on the Savage Nation, 855-400-728. Lighten up. Relax. Enjoy yourself. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. It's holiday time. Nothing to worry about. Everything's fine. Everything's great. Nothing to worry about. Eric in Pennsylvania, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I'm originally from the former Soviet Union. I was born and raised there. And I clearly remember us Soviet kids studying in the public schools of the Soviet Union, Weimar Republic, prior to Nazis took over. You are 100% right. It was not a place of renaissance and liberty. Even in the Soviet schools, we knew that.
Yes, it was a place of degeneracy along the lines of the sewer pipe that comes out of Hollywood. The sewer pipe of Hollywood today is equivalent to that of the Weimar Republic, and yet they're glorifying it and saying forces of darkness eliminated this grand art, which was nothing but extensive pornography.
Did you get my accent, by the way?
Well, you told us where you're from. Oh, you mean where exactly in the Soviet Union?
Yes.
Well, that's a tough one. You weren't from Moscow, were you?
No, Azerbaijan.
Hold it. I have one. This is tough for me. Divisional accents within the Soviet Union, I don't know, but I'm going to take a stab in the dark. Are you from the Georgia Republic?
Very next to Georgia, Republic of Azerbaijan.
I was going to say Azerbaijan, but I felt it was a little too Asian to have predicted your accent. I went from Azerbaijan in my mind. You remember they say on intelligence tests, always go with your first selection. I was going to say Azerbaijan came to my mind, but I didn't. I said Georgia. I felt southern Russia somehow.
Yeah, and by the way, Azerbaijan is a Muslim nation, and I am of Jewish origin. And yes, I am very much puzzled by the vote of many, many American Jews.
Eric, I'm sending you a copy of my immigrant story, which is Train Tracks. That opens up one line at 1-855-400-7282. Let's try Las Vegas. Charlie, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Savage. My question is, do you think that the elitists that would gleefully put Obama into power to be a despot have forgotten their history or don't remember that Hitler's brown shirts who put him into power, that once he was in power, had to go?
Oh, you mean that Hitler had the SS kill the SA?
Yes, the SA.
Oh, they don't know that story. You know, the SA, the brown shirts, were led by a man named Ernst Röhm. You know the story of that, don't you?
Right.
Ernst Röhm was a street fighter, a powerful barrel-chested man who happened to also be a homosexual, and most of the SA ranks were filled with militant, radical, thuggish homosexuals. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. And then on the night of the Long Knives, Hitler took his SS, his personal bodyguard, and snuck up on an island in one of the lakes in Bavaria, where the SA were having an orgy that night in a hotel. They were all killed, rounded up, arrested, including Ernst Röhm, who was taken to a prison. He was then tortured and killed himself, and he was Hitler's oldest friend from the street days. You know that whole story, correct?
Correct. And the SS were not really the ones that put Hitler into power. It was not the muscle. The SA was the muscle that put him
That's
into
right.
power.
That's right. Well, it's a very big story, and that's a movie that should have been made a long time ago. But for reasons you can well understand, The gentleman in Hollywood won't make that movie. You know the reasons why, don't you?
But the same is true, by the way, for their good friend Fidel Castro. Many of the people who fought alongside Fidel Castro in the Sierra Madre and brought him to power were then arrested as counter-revolutionaries and thrown into prisons or shot in Cuba by Fidel Castro. You're aware of that as well, correct? I wasn't aware of that, but I know the Soviets, the Reds, all had to go, too, in the counter-revolution. Oh, yeah. Well, you see, I'm a student of revolutions. I'm a student of history. I know all of these things. And the true believers don't understand that the people they're helping putting into these positions of absolute power eventually will get rid of them. They don't understand that at all. Well, thank you for the call on that pleasant note. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. NATO approves plan to send Patriot missiles to Turkey for defense against Syria. One of the biggest mistakes, again, of the Obama administration, if you said one on top of the other. Why would we send Patriot missiles to Turkey? You think Turkey is our friend? Are you crazy? First of all, Russia opposes us sending Patriot missiles to Turkey. Why would this administration antagonize Russia? Again, idiots running the government on every level. I don't think they know what they're doing. See, you think that they're that clever. They're not that clever. The Republicans are that dumb. When you have a drunk like John Boehner running the Republican Party, you don't have to be that clever to get away with anything. Boehner looks like the kind of guy who's glad that he still gets up in the morning and has a job. Boehner looks like the kind of guy that he's still glad he has a white shirt and a clean tie. Boehner looks like the kind of guy that can't believe he got this lucky that he's still in this position of power. So when you have a guy like that, basically a guy from an Irish bar somewhere in Pittsburgh, is running the Republican Party. Looks like a drunk, a nice Johnny, you know, hey, give him all around there. Let's have a round. Oh, you're going to be secretary. You're going to be the chairman of the Republic. What? All right. Well, you're a good-looking guy. You're a big guy. You come from a big family. You're a strapping guy. We're going to run you for office in town. All right. I don't know much about politics. All right. Good time, Charlie. Next thing you know, Speaker of the House Boehner. You think he knows what he's doing? He has no idea what he's doing. Now compare him to this wizard from Chicago. Actually, he's not from Chicago, Rahm Emanuel. And you realize that the country is being run and ruined by Rahm Emanuel, not by Barack Obama. Rahm Emanuel is running the United States of America from Chicago. So when you compare Boehner to Rahm Emanuel, why do you think this is all happening? Do you think they really know what they're doing? I don't know if they really know what they're doing. Domestically, sure, they won again. Internationally, I think they don't know what they're doing, incidentally. These are do-gooders. Many of them are do-gooders who think that the people, because the people vote in a Nazi or an Islamo-Nazi, therefore it's the people's choice. Well, that's absolutely wrong. That's not our role on earth, which is to let Nazi parties rise up under the guise of a religion. They're wrong about that. WABC in New York. Greg, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I'm skeptical. You mentioned that you don't think that what's going on in the Middle East is because of bungling policy on the part of the Obama administration. I think it's intentional.
Let's back up. The Arab Spring, which I named the Arab Winter a few days after it began because I saw where it was going into 1,000 years of darkness with the Muslim Brotherhood and the Islamo-Nazi movement gaining power, was originally planned and funded by George Soros. So I believe it's the Obama administration and his radical left-wing cronies in their attempt to put a noose around Israel and destroy it, or at least bring them to the bargaining table.